The strong demand for U.S. meat products continues. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. As we wrapped up 2025, start making our way now into 2026, he said one thing is for certain, the demand for our meat products continues to be strong.
I look at where the beef supplies are and the cutout prices on beef are, and people are still buying, and people are planning ahead. They're wanting to know what's going on in the markets in terms of potential rebuild and timing, et cetera. But it all revolves around the fact that people are willing to pay for our product. And I think the same thing goes for pork as well. Pork had a very good year last year off the heels of the record in 2024. So in general, the thing that stands out to me is demand continues to be not only good, but I would say even record-breaking in some of these markets.
And you guys at the U.S. Meat Export Federation spending a lot of time overseas promoting these great products that we have, beef, pork, and lamb. And I always find it interesting when I visit with your crew, your staff, about all the different cuts that these other countries will just, hey, they're asking for, you know, cuts, Dan, that we probably don't use here in the U.S., but man, they're kind of a hot commodity in other parts of the world.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think that's one of the keys, is that when we're looking at the profitability of our agricultural supply chain as it relates to beef, pork, and lamb, one of the keys is merchandising the whole animal. And what's center of the plate in the U.S., like we all know that ribeyes and tenderloins are center of the plate in the U.S., but not necessarily overseas. You look at Japan, beef tongue, center of the plate. Short plate for hot pot, center of the plate. And not so much the middle meat. You know, you look at a place like Egypt, beef liver, center of the plate.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.